Have you ever been named in someone's will? It sounds a little exciting, right? Like, wait a second, they died and they left me something? Oh, what could it be? Probably money or a car or maybe some family heirloom. I don't know what it is, but what is it? And you go and you meet with the lawyers and they begin to read through a document and then you find out what they left you. They left you, wait a second, what'd they leave me? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Guess what? It's Garth Heckman from the David Alliance, and it's a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. My weekend was packed, slammed, but in a good way. In a good way. We had a great church service outside. We had a baptism. I think we had 9 people baptized. And even after the baptism, we had a church picnic. And in the middle of the picnic, I had people want to get baptized still. So we went and baptized them. And then on top of it, I got to pray for someone. They were healed. Got to lead someone to Christ. And now we go into Monday. Let's do it again, shall we? I think so. Hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And if you want to reach out to me, you can at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. So, if you ever read through the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12, it has this verse that, to me, really stands out. It says, giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Okay, I get that. What does that word there, qualified, mean? It means he's enabled you. He's made a way for you to be a part of the kingdom of light. In fact, he says that he made a way, and we should give thanks to God the Father for the inheritance. Look, when you talk to someone about an inheritance, maybe they come up to you and they said, hey, my uncle died and he left me inheritance. And we almost always jump to the, what did he leave you? You know, it probably would be good or at least wise to say, oh man, I'm sorry your uncle died. Yeah, that's right. That's what it was about. And saying like, I hope you weren't close to him, or were you close to him? Was he a good man? We typically don't. We typically go, what did he leave you? What did he leave you? Well, it's okay, I guess, because even God says, give thanks to the Father. Give thanks to me who has qualified you to share in the inheritance. In the inheritance. And God's saying, look, get excited. Be thankful that I have made you a part of the inheritance, that someone had to die, because that's how you get an inheritance. Someone's got to die. And because of that, you've inherited the ability to walk in the kingdom of light. I don't know if you've ever been left in an inheritance, like your name, or they left you something. When I was 7 years old, my grandpa Heckman died, and he left me something. Now, he must have really known a 7-year-old much better than I expected, because he left me a bullwhip. That's right, a bullwhip. And I could crack that mother like a slingshot. That thing was like, amp, amp, amp. After about an hour, my parents took it away. I think my sisters were pretty happy, but what a great gift to leave a 7-year-old. But see, to get that inheritance, my grandpa had to die. So who died for this inheritance? Well, Jesus did. And what do we inherit? Well, we inherit eternity, sure. Forgiveness, yes. Power, wisdom, of course. But we didn't inherit it for heaven. We inherited it for the here and now. We inherited the kingdom of light for now. Look, if my uncle died and left me a bunch of money, but I said, I'm not going to spend it until I get to heaven, you'd be like, idiot, you can't take it with you. Well, when Christ died, he left us the inheritance of the kingdom of light. Guess what? We don't need it in heaven. We don't need forgiveness and power and eternity when we get to heaven. There are too many Christians waiting to die before cashing in on what God has left you. See, the inheritance is not talking about simply the one who that we have in heaven. Yes, we inherit eternal life. Everyone gets eternal life. Some of us will spend it in heaven. Some of us will spend it in hell. But we all get eternal life. But he says we're qualified now to share in this blessing, in this character, in his power, in his wisdom, in his healing, in his hope, and all of the gifts of the Spirit now. I don't need the gifts of the Spirit in heaven. I don't need healing in heaven. I don't need wisdom in heaven. I don't need a financial blessing in heaven. But he's qualified us through the death of his Son. And now because of his death, we inherit all of that for his supernatural kingdom right now. In fact, he goes on to say, we're in a supernatural kingdom. We've been out, taken out of the kingdom of darkness. Verse 13, verse 12 says, we came out of the kingdom, It's a Monday. That we live in the kingdom life, but he rescued us from the dominion or the kingdom of darkness. He brought us into this kingdom of light because of the Son that he loves. That word there, rescued us from dominion, it's literally in the Greek a picture of a father pulling his child out of danger into his arms. It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos on Facebook or Instagram or whatever where they have like super dad and it's some kid who's creaming out of control on his trike or a bike or whatever it is on a swing, and the dad just happens to catch him in midair and keeps him from just crushing his face into something. Well, that's this picture. That God supernaturally rescued us at the last second, snatched us out of the jaws of death, out of the jaws of darkness, to bring us into the kingdom of light. But again, he didn't just rescue us to save us, but instead to rescue others. We got rescued out of the kingdom of darkness so that now he can use us to rescue others out of the kingdom of darkness. Look, I'm in the light. Well, I'm in the light. I'm in the light to win others and bring others into the light. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been lost and you're with a group of people and you find the way, typically your first motive is tell everybody how to get out of there. You don't just find your way out and then not tell anybody. Everyone's lost. Hey, I figured out how to get out of here. Years ago, we took a bunch of kids to a corn maze, and finally one kid figured out how to get out. And he literally rescued all of us. Hey, I figured out how to get out of here. That's your job. You bring the light with you wherever you go. You are the light. You live in the light. You're part of the kingdom of light. It's in you. You carry it. Now just simply be the light for others. Share with them, show them, live for them how to get out of darkness. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.